Mm-hmm. So we have to explain each sheet. So let's take one at a time. So Rav Meir maintains a want. What is his theoretical structure? That the way the Torah set up Shmira is that the Gavra has to give the ultimate Shmira, the greatest Shmira possible. So while it's true, so therefore this is the greatest Shmira possible. For a Tam, when it's a Shmira, a strong Shmira, so the Tam, even if he tries to get out, will stop. The Mu'ud, usually a Mu'ud, once he starts, he'll get out. But over here, because there are some cases that it'll be a deterrent, so you're chayef for even those cases. That's Rav Meir. Okay. Next is Rav Yehuda. He holds that he's perhaps the most, on the surface, difficult one. That he holds Tam as Machayev Shmir Mahula. That Yecholam over the Baruch Mitzvah, strong Shmir. And Mu'ud is what? Shmir Pchusa. So that would seem to be, on the surface, a contradiction. Because how could the, it's perplexing, how could the Mu'ud be less than the Tam? But there we explain that there's two types of Shmira. Well, there's two types. There's the way we want to learn, the way I want to learn. Then you have the Meiri. Okay, both. I'll have them both now. Because I think they're both significant. That one way to learn is that the Shmira of a Mu'ud is not going to help you if it's a stronger Shmira. Because since the Mu'ud is such an aggressive animal, once he starts to break through, there's nothing to stop him. And Rabbi Eliezer supports that view because he says, English Mirola Sakin. So, therefore, by Mu'ud, the type of Shmira which is appropriate for a Mu'ud is not going to be more than a Shmira Pchusa, because once he sees the wall, that's not Shmira Gidin. Once he sees the wall, he's not going to try to go into it. But once he tries, doesn't matter. So the Torah is not machayev of you to do more than the nature of the Shmira that would be appropriate for a Mu'ud. But by a Tam will be stopped because he's not that aggressive. So therefore, you have to give him a stronger Shmira. Because those times that he is aggressive, he'll be stopped by the fact that it's a very strong whoa. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yehuda. Or you could say, like the Miri says, that a Mu'ud has a shame. So therefore, the Torah, on the surface, it sounds a little difficult. But I think once we went through better the Gemara and Tesvav, the Miri's theory emerges as more rational, more reasonable. But the Miri says that a Mu'ud has a shame already. So since the Mu'ud has a shame, so it's the Nizik has to be marching himself in the Mu'ud. Okay, on the surface, like I said, it sounds difficult.
He has a call.
What did I say?
It's a shame, but it's
okay,
it's
a call. Right, so therefore, the thing is that the Torah is throwing the onus on the Nizik. That's the only thing that sounds strange. But we explained that when we did Daf Tesvav, so we said that's correct. That it's a question of the society. So there the Meiri does make sense.
Yeah.
Like, does the society, like I gave the example from the leash law, it's difficult to say what the society, the underlying society agrees on. Okay? So that brings you into Rabbeinu Tam, really. That the idea of Rabbeinu Tam, that the underlying society accepts. That's why the Torah goes by the way the society thinks sometimes, because this is so facto a question of what the society really decides. So even though you might be wrong, but the social idea is a significant one, because it's not something that you could easily ascertain. That's your Bina Tam. But anyways, I don't want to go off the track. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the reason is one of two ways. Either you say that the Torah throws the onus because of the societal necessity for Shvarim on the Nizik because there's a kol, or else you say that you did as much as you could for the Mord, because once it gets started, it's not going to stop anyways.
Right.
What does Rav Meir hold? Rav Meir holds no. That the gavra is chayiv in any kind of shmira, even if it's inappropriate. It's one in the whatever it is. It's not the appropriate category of shmira, but still, you as a gavra who's a bialim is chayiv for every little incident. Okay, and then you have Rebbe Lozman Yaakov, right? Who holds that what?
Both of them are Shmira
Pchusa. Both of them are Shmira Pchusa. In other words, the Shmira is totally in the Shem Shmira. As long as you have a Shem Shmira, you're putter. The Torah isn't the high of you to be responsible for what happens if the animal goes against its nature. So the Tom is non-aggressive. So generally, it has a shame shmira for the mu'ud, because we say the mu'ud is generally going to be stopped by the sight of the wall. So over here too we say the same thing, that it's a shame shmira. You're not mechuyev to forewarn what if the animal goes out of its category, because you see by mu'ud it has a shame shmira. How could it have a shame shmira? Because the answer is that it's going to stop it.
Right.
So by the Tom also, it has a shame shmira. If the Tom goes wild, better shmira will stop it. That's not categorical. You're not chayav for that. You're only chayav for shame shmira. And the shame shmira from mu'ud, that's why it says you go back from mu'ud to Tom, because that proves that it has a shame shmira. And once you have a shame shmira, that's all you need. Okay, so those are the three sides.
Has Rabbi Yehuda answer that?
Good. So just to line up all the shmiras, I'd start with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That once you have a shem shmira, like the Gemara says, Vashamaruza, once you have a shem shmira, you putter. That's all. That's the halacha in an agricultural society. If it has a shem shmira, you putter.
Well, what's the difference between a tam and a mur according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, just that he gets killed?
The time of the mood is wilder. So the thing is that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, as soon as it has a chal Hashem shmira, and again an agricultural society, you putter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not the shem shmira that putters, but the fact that you were engaged in the act of protecting the animal. So therefore, in a tam, since you can offer more protection, the society will tolerate you as long as you do the utmost. So therefore, you're going to be chayiv if it's not a shmir mu'ula. Your responsibility, you have a societal responsibility. But a mu'ud, that's one in a million. That's davar she'ein matzu. And a davar she'ein matzu, you're not chayiv on. Then you have Rabbi Meir, who's the most chomer, who holds that no matter what, it's the chiyuv is mamoncha. That's the chiyuv. Mamoncha shehizik is automatically chayiv. Then you introduce peturim. The peturim are only valid if they were absolutely the utmost. So he holds, even though a mu'ud, it's a davar shein shchiach, that a shmir mul is going to help him, but nevertheless, the mamon amaz, the machayev of mamon amazik is absolute. So it doesn't matter. Prevalent rates. That this one's mazik. This one, this is rare. It has nothing to do with it. You can't use numbers. You can't use statistics. It's simply your chayev intrinsically from mamon amazik. And if you could have prevented it, your chayev. has nothing to do with statistical values. Whereas according to Reb Yehuda, it does. That's why he ponders by Muad, because it's not intrinsic. You still have to evaluate the Shmira. And by Muad, when you evaluate it, it comes out, it doesn't make any sense if it's one in a million. Masha'ini came by a Tom. So he holds you evaluate. Reb Meir holds there's no evaluation. And Reb Loz Ben Yaakov holds it's the Shem Shmira. Now, as Rashi says, the loy shmira means you shouldn't keep it, because everybody keeps shvarim and they do shmira. So this one's an exception. The loy shmira, you shouldn't keep it and do shmira. But the loy chasenu, you can't. People don't go around making boros and covering them up. So the Torah would be bringing in a strange thing to negate that didn't exist there before. So you can't learn the loy chasenu except if you want to say it means that kisui won't be going up you. But that you can't say, because we know kisui does help you. That's what I think Rashi means. If it's prevalent, so then v'loy shmeno fits in very nicely. But if it's not a prevalent situation, and you're saying v'loy chasen, you're introducing a kisui, so what are you saying? You shouldn't be mechasen, and where does it come from? It has to exist for the Torah to reference it.
Right.
And it doesn't exist, but by shvarim it does. That's what I think Rashi means. Okay.
Do you need this braisa to say that?
Okay, but let's understand first. What does the braisa say?
So you're over the lava, according to him, if you keep it?
Yeah. So we learn, now the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer derives it from the losamim dam b'vesach. Losasim dam b'vesach. So we explain, what do the others say? So we said, the others say that really, if you have a bed ladder in your house, so it's the other guy's problem. I mean, you don't go on this ladder without asking him. It's his domicile. It's his place of where he lives. And don't go on the roof. If it's dangerous, stay away. So if it weren't for velosasim doma ve'sechel, I would say he's not chayev, not certainly a grama, not even a grama, whatever. He's not chayev. But the Torah was machmir over here, and the Torah said that since you're Yisrael, and if somebody gets hurt in your house, they're going to say that that your house is related to a domim. So that's a separate issa. It's an issa that the shame domim shouldn't be related to your bias. It has nothing to do with chayuvim. So that's why they say that's only by the shame bias. But sodeh, not. There's no aloha sodeh. And Aaron just quoted the Rambam in Perik Aleph. Perik Yud Aleph?
Aloha
Aleph. Ritzecha Shmeres HaNefesh?
Yeah.
So the Rambam says over there, Chatzar mentions. Only Chatzar doesn't mention sodeh. So the question is, Rabbi Eliezer. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not Allah in the shame domim and in the shame bias. It's Allah in the actual situation. That you cannot be involved in a... you have a chiyuv to prevent a domim that's indirect. Indirect domim. It's a chiyuv in general. It's not halacha in the bias. It's a chiyuv in general of shmiras nefesh, that you are mechuyev to make sure that your property doesn't contribute to a misa, to dumb. According to everybody else, it's simply halacha in the shame. That the shame, your bias, shouldn't be associated with a shame dumb. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's an actuality in terms of your causation. It's a causational actuality. And you can't be involved in such causation of nefashos. So therefore he holds, it doesn't make any difference. Okay? All right, let's take Tesis.
Time to Rabbi Eliezer, Kiritanya. Tima, man, hi, time, anami,
Lo siski bor bekisa im shun de rabbi nasa.
May I time an ami?
Tiski bor bekisa im shun de rabbi nasa.
Okay. What is he? I don't know what he's asking, but let's see what he answers.
Yesh lomar debor islei tekanta tvei. He's saying a boar actually works to cover it up. But ashore, it's not going to help to do Shmir Mula. You'll still get out.
There is a Shmir Mula,
though. Alright, what's this question? What's this?
There's always Shmirs that can do that, leaving you back the boar.
Put a chain on.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, those answers are like obvious in a sense. But I guess he's still holding that Kisa doesn't really work that well.
That so what?
A Kisa of a board doesn't really work that well. It's still get uncovered and it's a Sarkana, it's a Takala. You shouldn't be able to keep a board.
Or it's like a Kisa.
Yeah, but like you're still keeping it. You still have a dangerous...
Well, if you cover it over, Karai, it's not a problem.
Yeah, but it's just being watched. You're still owning a dangerous...
It's not a bar
anymore. No, but if it's an issue of... Oh, like you
once you fill it, it's not a boar. It's still a boar with a cover.
Right.
So
are you talking about just covering without filling it?
Yeah, exactly.
That's like a kiss ring. You put a steel plate on top of it, like you know, when they do the road work. Put a steel plate on top. Sometimes
so
the steel plate moves. That's it.
So what was this question?
This question was, if it's an Isser to own something that could be a Sarkana, even though it's not a Sarkana right now, because you're watching it. But the point is, just owning something that's like, it's like owning like a corrupt scales or whatever it is. It's not a question of using it. It's, even if it's protected, you can't own it, so then you shouldn't be able to keep a boar, even though it's covered. So his answer is, it's only because like a Sharnakhan, like the Shmir is not really, it's not really sufficient. But if it really you could do sufficient shmira, like by a boar, then you could keep it.
And the Amina was?
Even if you're doing sufficient shmira, you're not allowed to own something that could be a sakana. Even though currently it's under a perfect shmira. It's like, you know, like owning corrupt scales. You know, you're not allowed to own them. You can't own something that's like a death trap. It's perfectly protected. Now you can't own these things.
Maybe the way we learned gives you a little... it sounds like a yes and no question, right? That maybe he learned like this. Maybe he yells like this, that Rabbi Eliezer maintains that you can't own something that when the hezek occurs, the shame goes back to the Bialim. Do you know what I mean? In other words, like if the guy's ox gores and kills somebody, so then his name is definitely going to be associated with the Mesa. This Balashar, this guy, his ox killed somebody. So Rabbi Eliezer maintains, you can't maintain any hazard that if the protection doesn't work and somebody does get damaged, it's going to go back to the Bialim. So that's why he asks, by boar, you'll have the same problem. Because if you'll be Machasa the boar, yeah, but if the Kisui breaks... somehow, wears out, whatever, or somebody takes it off, and the guy kills himself, so you're going to be related to that to that death. So his answer is no. That Bayashor, it's different. Because the shame by a shore is that everybody knows you can't watch it. But by a boar, the shame is not going to be associated to the guy that dug the boar, but it will be associated to the kisui. Because a proper kisui is possible. So the guy that undoes the boar, his name is going to be associated to it. Not the guy that was Korea the boar. But by a shore, it's always going to be the Baal Shor.
What the question is whether it will go back to the guy
who
covers it up?
Right. Because otherwise, I don't understand what his comparison is. If he's saying that a boar is equal to a shore, it's not true. Because a shore is a wild animal object, and a boar is a... Sedentary hezek. I mean, it's inanimate. I mean, it doesn't move.
Mm-hmm. You can't say that the idea is...
What's your idea? Go ahead.
It's like an Isser of owning a death trap. You know, I don't own it.
Okay, so why is the bar a death trap? Is it a death trap or not?
Yeah, it is. You're just it's not dangerous right now because you're watching it, but it is a death trap.
Okay, so what's the answer?
The answer is you're allowed to own death traps. You just can't own death traps that might be dangerous. But if they're perfectly capable of being watched and shamor, that they're not going to damage or kill anybody.
And what's that mean?
Well, that means like an issue of violence. Like you can't like the corrupt scales. Like the Torah says you can't own faulty scales. Right? Or right? It's just like you can't take a toevo. You can't own this kind of an object.
Okay, so what's the answer?
The answer is it's not an issue of violence. The Torah is saying it's an issue of sakana. If it's actually dangerous, you can't have it, but a covered up boar is not dangerous at all.
So it's not dangerous at all, so what's the Havmi that you can't own?
It's not because of the danger of the Havmi. Havmi is because it's just an Isra Bailos. You're not allowed to own these types of things.
Even though it's not associated with any kind of death.
Even though it's not going to cause danger in the current situation.
Even though it's not going to cause danger.
Right.
So why can't I own it?
Why?
Yeah.
It's a toivo. It's just like, you don't keep death traps around.
I mean, it's considered a death trap.
Yeah, that's what a boar is. It's just now it's covered, so it's not going to happen.
So why is it a death trap now?
That's what it is. It's just being shamor. Like that's what it is.
But it is a death trap.
It is. It's just since it's under shmir, it's not going to actually kill anybody.
So you're saying the Hav means to find it as a death trap.
No, it's a maskan also. It is.
It is a death trap.
That's what
a boar is. So what's the Hav mean and maskan?
Is an iser of bilos on a death trap? Is your owning it? Like it is bilos scales, just in a way, but you can't own that kind of object.
Right.
Or is it iser of mishum sakana? Is that because that a death trap that you can't perfectly watch is a dangerous thing and you can't keep it? So sharmuad is impossible to do a perfect shmir on, but a boar, it's possible. It's a death trap, but if you cover it up and fasten it, nobody's going to get hurt in it. Nobody's going to fall into it.
So you're saying that means it was you can't own a death trap.
Right, correct. I was going to say you can own it so long as if you can do perfect shmir on it, then you can keep it in your trophy case.
And the Havmin held even if you do perfect shmir.
Perfect shmir, you're not allowed to own it.
Why?
The Jews not allowed to own death trap. It's like a...
Oh, so then you're going to come back to Marsfar.
Why?
Because if something happens, it's going to be associated with the government.
If something happens, okay. And if
that's why you're not allowed to own it.
What he's saying is even if something doesn't happen, it just the fact is that in the bias of Israel you have it, it's a pagan.
Right.
No, it's not in the bias. What about Barbara Shisrael? Okay, so, what are you...
But yeah, it's tied to you.
Yeah, but now we're talking about that's Mahusa.
I know, but still...
Forget about where it is. It's Mahusa.
I know, but it's still a boar.
It still has a shame boar.
Yeah, it's still a shame boar.
So Israel can't have a cheftza that has a shame...
Yeah.
So then why?
Why would you... Isn't that like a different kind of question? Like why?
No,
would
same
you,
kind of...
Why is the Torah ask you to have like corrupt scales if you're not going to use them? You're just going to keep them... You know, they're old scales or trophy scales or whatever it is. You're not using them.
Because somebody will use them. It's a kilkul b'sof ha'beisah. You're going to wind up saying the same thing.
But is there a difference? I see the difference is like, is it, are you saying is that because of when he ends up getting killed, then it's a problem? Or because that could happen right now, it's a problem? Like, reflects poorly on Yisrael now because Yisrael has it?
No.
Then it will be bad.
I'm not saying because he has it. That's a little different. I'm saying that if the damage occurs, it's always going to return to the shame violent.
You're saying that's the very question, no?
That's the very question.
Will it go back?
Okay, you're saying for some reason you can't own it.
Well, that's what you said. It's like din in the bias in the Shos of Yisrael. Yisrael don't have these kinds of things. Where Meruch HaGayim has dangerous things.
Yeah, but if it has no danger at all, why not?
Maybe it's like you're saying, it's because if eventually something would occur, it goes back to you. I'm saying the Maskana could agree to that if something would occur, it goes back to you. But the bottom line is, since the Maskana is saying, since there's no danger whatsoever now, there's no Isser to own it. But it's only if there's some danger now that's Isser to own.
Even if it's, so you're saying the Maskana
holds back to you. Might go back to you, but the point is, since it's perfectly under Shmira now,
there's no issue if it goes back to you as long as it's safe.
As long as it's totally safe, yeah.
Totally safe. Okay. I don't mind. Here we go.
I mean, how are you going to explain the Tom? The short Tom?
Short Tom? No, but it's not subject to kill someone.
But if it does,
you
say...
If it does kill someone, though, then... Like a short, why is that during the...
Well, you can't... because a bar is considered inherently a mazik.
Yeah, Tom isn't.
It's like a caliph. He says he could have a caliph.
Tom could be an aberration.
Right.
If a Tom kills, it doesn't go back to the owner, you see?
It's too accidental.
Mm-hmm. Is it dead kofar for if a short Tom kills somebody, or it's only for a moment kills somebody?
I think all about only by moment.
Yeah, I think so. Nice.
Yeah. But Tom didn't establish the pattern yet. It's not really a mazik.
Right.
There's no pattern.
So you're saying the question is, who does it bow on, who it reflects on if the short bar gets uncovered? Does it That's go back to the right. owner of the bar, or to the digger of the bar, or the uncoverer of the bar?
Right. Because since it can be watched so well, so the moment the first guy covers it over, he's finished with it. Mm-hmm. Oh, what does that say for us?
The Ode Shlomar, the Nikara, Vade Sakadite, the Rabbi Elezer, the Inyan Tashlum Kamar. Aval Hashta, the Maskin and Tamadur Kira, the Reb Nason, Lava Yin Tashlum and Iri, Elagabe Isser Baalmo, the Asser the Kaimo, the Ikilamemar, the Gabe Bor, Nami Ika, meaning would be Asser.
Right.
Aval Modesh Im Shamr Shmir Ma'ula, the Hizik, Potter, Miush Bishmir Pachusa Vade Losaya Mida Osa the Kaimo Rulhachi Amaleel Hamani or Belezer.
Is he saying that according to Belezer? He agrees that you're part of it? He's just saying it's also a Mimikai, which is like an Esser, so then do it as you can.
Are you sure he's saying that, or just by a
boy? Am I sure, maybe?
And is it
no? Shamashmir Ma'ul of the Hesh Potter.
Right. That's
so you're saying by Bor also?
You're saying even by Shar, no?
Even by Bor?
Even by Bor, and even by Shar.
Well, sure you have, but who ever heard that if you're Mechasar Bor, it's also a Kaimo.
Right, but he's also saying that he's a Pater, that's a Chedesh now. What he's also saying is that by the Shar, if you, even according to the Shita, that if you guard it, Shmir Mabula, then you're Pater, even though you didn't kill it?
He also gave everybody else.
Right, that's what he's saying, right? That's a Chedesh. He holds it everyone else. You would have said English Shmir Masak, and you would have said means is that you're chayav to kill it, and you
Very
don't
strange.
Care what you do. You're chayav; it's your responsibility.
Yeah, he's taking it out of the realm of chayav imam.
Right, it's totally separate parsha. He really used every imam and it's
very
different.
He's saying it's a halacha in Yerubadeya. We're talking about Ezekiel. He's taking it out. It's a different statement.
That's right. I think Pirush Mishnas Ram says the same thing, doesn't he?
He limits that one.
I think we have. Yeah, but it's still
so how does it follow that by that last line of Tosfos?
That's the crucial line. The last line of Tosfos. What is the last line of Tosfos?
Mir b'shmir b'chusav vadeh osayim. Mida osa l'kaimo.
What does it mean?
Yeah, once it's two separate frameworks.
Well, one is two separate things.
Yeah, maybe Hills and Zeke and Yopata yeah. first made
the first. Right. All right, we'll stop here. I'll leave you with that one.
Yeah.
So then when we start again, what we'll do is finish off the Tyshus.
And we are going.
And then finish off the Shittas.
Finish off the what?
Like line them all up.
Okay.
According to the two Tyshus and Tyshus, you're going to have two lineups. First Tyshus is like Rashi. Right. Second one, he introduces a different idea of an Issa.
Right.
And then we'll go into.
What's the thing you want to do on Hanukkah?
I was looking around a little bit, but I found a few separate ideas.
Okay, you need to try and do. Okay.
I was looking at the first Rambam and had some problems there. And
Paragamo?
And Paragamo, right. And then there's an interesting. There's an interesting Rashba. He quotes it, Kafach. You got the
Kafach Rambam?
You got the Kafach
Rambam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He quotes a Rashba. It's interesting. I don't know if you think this is a kasher or it's not a kasher. As a matter of fact, I want to test it with you guys because I'm going to say it tomorrow.
Are you
going to
give this over tomorrow?
I'm going to do some different stuff.
You do the Hanukkah tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I just want to know.
Just a few pieces. A few isolated pieces.
Okay.
I will go over it. We'll go over it.
Yeah, really.
Well,
I want to know if come back. If it comes to a piece, come back every week.
Oh.
Oh.
This would have to
be. Pace to never leave.
Because everybody is different. Some people are dogs.
This place
is funny.
Oh.
Who's that? Yes, you're going to talk to us because I couldn't get out.
This is all recorded, by the way.
Okay.
Shall I even know? Mazda.
I would have let you through.
When he came back,
I wouldn't have let him through.
Okay, it's a different problem.
When he came back, I told him, and then yeah. The next call, he come here.
Okay, it says, Kosovo Maga Mishnah Shom, Memram of Laris Vamrubo, Haroa Mavarch Stein. So it's mashma from the Rambam that if you roa after you lit, you still make another bracha.
If you make a bracha, yeah.
If you did make a bracha.
If you didn't.
Yeah. The priest went to a roa, so. Because in hours it says a roa, so below birach.
That's what we have. Oh, he had different gersa.
He had different gersa. V'chol ha-roa, so mevarach shtayim.
Make second bracha.
Mm-hmm. He made, on the first day, you'll make shas nisman and shechiyano.
Again? A second Shechiyano?
Yeah, you mean it must be that he didn't do it, he didn't make that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, they lift for him a
Sephrisa,
right?
But you're just going to make that two bar.
They lift for him already, you said?
So please, which means Shechiyano.
Yeah.
It wasn't beer.
Yeah.
That's right, but anyways. Oh, he says anyways, the Zed Das Ksasi. He says, the Pirish Rabbeinu Roa Sova Lo Birach. Daito Shaf Pisha Yotza Mer Mitzvah Gan Shedliko Lo Besov Beso Mevarach. Of course, he says, Velo Birach.
Right.
So then, if he sees it, even though it was Yotza the Mitzvah,
right.
Because they were Madlika Lo Besov Beso, he still is Mevarach.
Right. All the other shanim, they seem to say the other one.
The Zed Das Ksas Men Agon. Okay. The Rashba Kosev Mestavra B'Shelo Hidlik V'Lo Hidlik V'Lo B'Soch Beso V'Ein Osev L'Hadlik HaLayla Hol Avachi Ein Etzarech L'Varech The lo motzinu yotze min a mitzvah v'chozer umavarach v'chozer umavarach halaria.
Right.
What does it mean?
The Lomatina probably, what are you talking about?
Lomatina
is one case.
Yeah.
I know, bother me.
Right?
Yeah.
Like if I made a bracha on the lulav, right. If I see the guy walking down the street with lulav, I'm not going to make a bracha.
Right. You're funny.
Funny, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Rashi might learn a little different, though, also. Right? I think Rashi says like a dying lo yatsa.
What is the case of machlokas abayinim? In other words, if the guy made the bracha, then everybody agrees he doesn't do it again.
No, definitely. Right.
But if he was yotzei, that's the question.
Right. But I'm saying there might be a third position.
But he wasn't mevarech.
I think it might be a third position of Rashi, I think.
So what?
It's like, let's say you weren't yotzei yet, but you're going to like later on tonight.
Right.
Now you're walking home and you see it.
Right.
And it's a machlokas where they might
be. Then Rashba says you shouldn't.
Who?
The Rashba says you shouldn't.
Right.
I think Rashi holds that you would. I think.
And the Mordechai also.
And you wouldn't do when you get home.
My Viren al mitzvah.
I guess you wouldn't do when you get home. Right. But the Ram holds, so long as you haven't made any brachas, you give ready yotzei.
Yeah, I guess we should take up that all those shittos there. Yeah,
funny, the whole Birchas Zeros is a funny bracha.
Funny bracha.
Right. Yeah. The Chaim, when he would walk up from shul, he would make sure not to look.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's somebody told me that. Yeah.
For Reb Chaim, for him, it's a good idea.
Rebbe, practical question.
Yeah.
If somebody is in my house for a month, are they considered an oxenoy or a base bias?
All right. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, then
it's good.
I won't be upset.
That works.
So we're saying that the Isser is noveya from the shame mazir. That even though in Dine Mominus, You protected yourself because you did the utmost that you could do, and you have a right to have a shor. But still, since it has a shame mazik, you're not allowed to as an isabam on it. Now, once it has a shame mazik, the Torah can't come along and say that it has a pervasive shame mazik that places an isa on kiyum, and now the Torah is going to be machal going to say that you can take a lower shmira. It's taught to the sasra. So that type of the legislation is impossible because of the shame mazik.